January 4th. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 80. In those days Mary arose, and hurriedly went into the hill country to a Judean city, and entered the house of Zacharias, and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was full of the Holy Spirit, and exclaimed loudly, "Blessed are you among women! Blessed is the fruit of your womb. How is it possible that my Lord's mother should come to me? Behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the things that the Lord has spoken to her will be fulfilled." Mary replied, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked on the low position of his bondmaid. Behold, from now on all generations will consider me happy, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. His holy is his name. His mercy is for generations and generations to those who fear him. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the arrogant in the imagination of their heart. He has taken the rulers down from their thrones, and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and has sent the rich away empty. He has helped Israel, his servant. He has remembered his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about three months and returned to her home. The time was fulfilled for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. The neighbors and their relatives heard that the Lord had shown great kindness to her, and they were rejoicing with her. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of Zacharias, his father. But his mother objected, "No, he will be called John." They replied to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." They were making signs to his father to find out what he might want him to be called. He signaled for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." They all were surprised. Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue was freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came on all the neighbors, and those things were being talked about in the whole of the Judean hill country. All who heard these things were put in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? Indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him." Zacharias, his father, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, saying, "Praised be the God, Lord God of Israel, for he has visited his people, bringing them redemption. He has raised up the horn of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant, as he spoke long ago through the mouth of his holy prophets, delivering us from our enemies and from the hand of all those who hate us, showing mercy to our fathers, and remembering his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to allow us, being delivered from our enemies, to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. You, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercies of our God, with which the day spring from on high will visit us, to shine upon those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child grew and became strong in spirit. He was in the desert regions until the days of his appearance to Israel.